Amazonian tribes on the highway, protesting against what they claim is the selling off of their ancestral lands. They came from deep in the jungle, and in their imperfect Spanish, they wanted to make their voices heard.
We are suffering. We won't leave until the government cancels the decrees. They are the beginning of our destruction.
Protests like this have been ongoing for 2 months. Last year, the government passed a series of decrees to meet the demands of a free trade agreement with the United States. Those laws open up the way for foreign companies to search for oil and gas in the Peruvian Amazon. So people took to the streets. Last Friday, police tried to unblock the roads in the area of Bagua Grande. Violence broke out and over 20 police officers and several natives were killed. The number of indigenous dead is still being debated. Many of the natives have had military training, so they have been taught how to use a weapon and fight. And the fear of another violent confrontation is real.
I hope the government doesn't come here and do the same thing they did in the other roadblock. It would be silly for more people to die.
These protests have paralyzed the Peruvian Amazons and put a halt to the flow of traffic, commerce, and services.
This port that you can see behind me is crucial for getting the oil out of the Amazons, and that's why indigenous communities have come all the way to the city of Jurimaguas to protest against the companies that they believe are putting their lives at risk.
In the Huallaga River, we found this oil tanker stuck here for over a month.
This has to stop. I have my family 3 days away, and I have been here for a month. They're not opening the roads, and nobody thinks about us.
For now, the Peruvian Congress has decided to suspend the decrees, and Garcia has 15 days to agree or veto the suspension. But people here say the suspension is not enough and vow to continue fighting.
They have to cancel it, not suspend it. You should come and see our communities, the way we live. Only by doing this, they will listen to us.
This has become a major crisis for the Peruvian government. Though the suspension may cool some tempers, it is an issue that won't go away, and one that the government has to resolve before any more blood is shed. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Jurimaguas.